This is MSO News Sports, and our North Shore Thanksgiving football coverage continues here with Daily Item sports editor Joey Barrett. Joey, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Bill, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone there at the Item, and all of our listeners out there as well who are tuning in, if you will. Joey, I want to begin with maybe some of the games that come front and center, jumping out for the Item, and that would be Lynn Classical, Lynn English. And there's been some great games. It's been a fantastic game over the last decade, 10, 15 years or so. This year, Lynn English, Lynn Classical, neither team made the playoffs, but I really thought Lynn Classical had some very positive moments in this season, and I saw English at least once, I think, this year, and you know, I thought they were a better team than they were a year ago. But Joey, what's your take on this Thanksgiving matchup between these two schools?
Yeah, so I'll be there at Manning Field bright and early, ready to go. What's better than you know, high school football Thanksgiving morning? Nothing. So I'm really excited to see some star players right off the bat. I'm thinking of Brian Vaughn, quarterback with Lynn Classical. I'm thinking of Limbert Thomas with Lynn English. A lot of it's going to come down to these two players, in my opinion. They're sometimes their teams go as they go. But I think the fact that you mentioned that neither made the playoffs almost makes the matchup more exciting, just because, you know, they're both going to leave it all out on the tank here. And nothing's better than going back, eating your meal, knowing you beat your cross city rival. And, you know, I think both coaches have done a strong job, even if the records, you know, 3-7 for English or 5-5 for Classical, I believe, even though, you know, neither, you know, make your eyes pop open. I think overall, just a lot of strong takeaways for both teams to take away, especially Classical at the beginning of the season. And I'm ready to go. I think it comes down to star players. I've talked to Anthony LaFrada many times this year. He's wanted his offense to be imaginative, creative, and I think Classical will be ready. I think it'd be a great game.
You know, Joe, you and I were both at that Classical Salem game earlier this year, and let me just drop in one other name. You mentioned Brian Vaughn Jr., but John Naske. Man, what a combination those two guys were as far as passer and Vaughn and Naske and as a receiver for Classical High School this year. Just awesome. You know, what a tandem.
Oh, I mean, you could say they're the best tandem in Massachusetts for high school football, and I don't think anyone would really think you're crazy. They're definitely up there. I might have them at number one. And the question is, does English have that depth and those defensive backs to keep up with that combination? I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but look for Vaughn to look for Naske for sure.
Yeah, I totally agree with you after watching that game against Salem, and those guys. Well, you know, reflecting back on this season, Vaughn threw for over 400 yards of passing in that game, and still missed some big plays by inches with Naske. I mean, it's unbelievable when you think about it. You're right. I mean, I was sold on those two after that game. There's no doubt about it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he was flirting with 500 yards that game for sure.
Yeah, definitely. That's insane. All right, so the bowl, not the bowl, but I'm showing my age here. But Kip and Tech will play on Wednesday at 4 o'clock in their Thanksgiving, so to speak, rivalry game. And in that game, you know, I know Kip, you know, looked for a return to the Division 8 Super Bowl. It didn't happen for them this year. But I think that DH a lot tougher than it was a year or so ago, or a couple of years ago. But there you go. It's Kip versus Tech on Wednesday.
Oh yeah, I'm ready to go. I'll be.
You'll be there too. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Will you?
I will not. I'm sorry, but I will not be there. But
okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, I'll be there, and I'm looking forward to it. I know JDL Ortega for Lynn Tech is going to be slinging it, and I know Kip. They have their guys in Castro and Gutierrez and Jovan Machado. And I think both coaches know how important the game is. And because Kip, it kind of gives you that last win where it's like, all right, you fell short. You didn't go back to the Super Bowl. But, you know, they beat Tech to end the season, and they got 8 wins if they can beat Tech. And I think Tech is important because they're 5-5, I believe. So, you know, a win kind of puts them at 6-5, and that's strong to look at looking back. And I think Kip's got a lot of star power. I know there were, I believe, over 100 points scored in this game last year. It was like 54, 48 or something crazy like that. Yeah. Forgive me if I have the score wrong, but it was something crazy. And I think you can expect a high-scoring game again, Bill, and I'm excited.
Yeah, it sounds about right. I want to touch on another one here. You got St. Mary's. I think this is a one-year contract between these two schools, if I remember right from earlier in the year. But St. Mary's is at Everett also on Wednesday. This is a 6 o'clock kickoff Wednesday night, St. Mary's and Everett. And, you know, Everett did not make the playoffs, but they're 8-2. I mean, in their D1, I mean, this, you know, in a way, in St. Mary's did make the playoffs, just was able to get into the playoffs. But, I mean, this, you know, this is a tough task for St. Mary's to go down to Everett to win on Wednesday night.
It's very tough. And I think St. Mary's, I've said this many times this year, but my goodness, did the Spartans over-accomplish, in my opinion, for how young they are. And, I mean, we knew Sean Driscoll was going to bring it. He's a great coach, and a lot of returning players such as Tyler Guy were going to bring it. But a lot of those young guys, I mean, look at Maxwell Parent, the true freshman. He's fantastic, and he's going to be excited and for this Thanksgiving game. Admittedly, I don't know a whole lot about Everett. I think Paul Halloran might be the guy for that. But I think St. Mary's is in good position to pull off an upset. Unfortunately, in my predictions, I don't have them. I don't have them winning. I have to be honest there, but I'm rooting for them for sure.
No, absolutely, and this that is a young St. Mary's team. And this other guy, I think they're hurting because Joel Maggs. Remember, I think maybe you and I were at the game, or maybe it was Mark was at the game with me. But he returns to the lineup, makes a huge difference in their game. But then he's back out again, so that's a tough one for them. But you're right, young team, young quarterback, and I agree they exceeded expectations considering their youth, if you will.
The fact that we're even saying with all the people St. Mary's graduated, the fact that they made the tournament, got, I believe, six wins at least, and, you know, the fact that we're even talking about them, you know, upsetting Everett, that's great. It's a great season for St. Mary's, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Marblehead Swampscott, Joey, the, you know, on paper, you know, Swampscott's got the better record, but Marblehead has played, I think, admittedly, a tougher schedule. And Marblehead's come on strong of late, and it looks like a great matchup. You know, this is a series over the years, and I'm talking about going way back. It is never a surprise to have an upset in this series. And I guess that goes for a lot of them as well. Don't get me wrong. But I think there have been some major upsets in this series. And I would think Swampscott comes in as an underdog here against Marblehead. But you never know, right?
I'd have to agree. I think Marblehead's the favorite. Swampscott's the underdog. But like you said, you never know. Especially with Swampscott, they've got a really good young sophomore quarterback in Jack Spear. And I got to talk to him, rather, for a story. And he was so excited for this game. And that was probably a month ago, month and a half ago. So I'm sure he's just chomping at the bit. And Marblehead, they've got a lot of star power. And they've had the harder schedule to prepare. So, you know, I've got Marblehead as the favorite, but I think it's going to be a 1-2 possession game, and I think the fans are going to get a good one.
Yeah, that one's over at Bloxwich Field as well. So, yeah, I mean, both of these teams have been scrambling, I think, with some injuries, and obviously Swampscott youthful, and Marblehead putting some pieces together with injuries and so on. So, explanation of being a work in progress is for both of these teams. But of course, Marblehead had that huge, to their credit, had that huge tournament win in the playoffs against Middleborough on the road. So that was a fantastic win for them earlier this season in the playoffs.
And it's kind of a collision course, right? Because they've just been consistent all year. You know, they haven't gone on a huge winning streak or anything, but they haven't lost, you know, many games in a row. So they've been really consistent, but then Marblehead's red hot. So, yeah. You know, you never know what could happen, like you said.
All right. Joey, any other games you want to mention at all or discuss with us? I know you guys cover Linfield as well. I guess they're favored over this very young North Reading team on Thanksgiving morning at 10:30 over in Linfield. But, you know, North Reading is a great program. They've been to the Super Bowl. They won it last year. Were there the year before. But this Linfield team, a team actually that knocked off Swampscott in the playoffs, they're just having a fantastic season and unbeaten in the K-Band League.
A fantastic season, like you said, behind Coach Pat LaMusta. And I think as long as Linfield doesn't overthink itself and, and doesn't try anything different, they're going to cruise to a win over North Reading, in my opinion. with all due respect to the Hornets, but the Pioneers have a lot of star power, and they can score from a lot of different areas. So I like Linfield in that game. And, you know, you've got other good games. Obviously, Prep and Severian are going to have, back-to-back weeks. And then Saugus Peabody, that's another good game. So, you know, I mean, I'm counting down the hours here.
Yeah, that's that Prep Zavarian game, interesting. There's so many teams. I talked to Coach St. Pierre earlier this week, and, you know, it's not unusual for them to play a Catholic Conference team twice in the year. They played Central Catholic. This year they played Boston College High twice, you know, coming out of the playoffs and so on. But it is unusual to play your Thanksgiving opponent in the Super Bowl. In that case, it would be Zavarian. So, very unusual situation there. But Coach St. Pierre says they're going for it. I mean, they're going to try to win both of these games because they're both scheduled, and that's what they do. And actually, they do have the undefeated season on the line as well. So that's, if anything, they definitely have some incentive on that piece as well.
Yeah, and I love how he says that because you really do think about it. I didn't play high school football, but my friends and my dad, whoever you talk to, they always say kind of the first game they remember is the Thanksgiving Day one. So it's easy to say, you know, the state championship's more important, but the Thanksgiving one, that comes with memories, that comes with bragging rights. So, I mean, who wouldn't want to go 2-0 between those two teams playing each other in back-to-back weeks?
And, you know, you do see, you know, I don't know why I'm bringing this up, but I will. You find there have been stories in the past every year. There seems to be a story or two about a team that, you know, let's say they're nursing injuries going into Thanksgiving. They have a Super Bowl game or a playoff game coming up right afterwards. So they don't go all out. They don't play everybody on Thanksgiving, and they get blistered for it. And, you know, I have mixed feelings on that. I think you can do whatever you want to do, I guess. But I do like the attitude of Coach St. Pierre and saying, no, we're going for this. This is on our schedule. This is our game. It's Thanksgiving. All the things you said about Thanksgiving football earlier, that's what he's saying it's all about, too. So I got to like that. I like that response. But, I understand where coaches are coming from on this piece, but whatever.
And he's such a good coach, right? So whatever he expects, his players are going to oblige. I see the Prep looking for two wins here. Yep.
You know, it's funny. He shared a story. He said back when he was with the Steelers, the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think I have this right, they played their last regular season game was against the team, I guess, whatever team it was. And then the first round of the playoffs, that's the team they played again right away. It's not an identical situation, but it's kind of similar, I guess, in that sense. But in this case, it's the rivalry Thanksgiving football game, which traditionally means so much, opposed to the end of the regular season, where apparently they must have been locked into playing that opponent anyways, but whatever. Yeah.
I'm sure the emotions will be higher in that second game, and the hits, in a safe way, probably a little harder, but I think Prep will be ready to go.
All right. Joe, anything else jump out at you or stand out at you with this high school football season? You know, I with this new playoff system, I'll just make an observation. It seems to me, I wasn't always necessarily a huge fan of it. I think that there's, I still like the value of having Thanksgiving mean more to the playoff system. But on the other hand, I do like the idea that teams seem to be able to adjust and maneuver, lose a game, but still, you know, learn as they progress through the season to be ready for the very end or with the playoffs. I kind of like that about it as a kind of a moment of teaching and learning for players and executing and so on. So, and that's really the kind of way it is in the NFL, to be honest with you. You got to, you know, learn and not lose too much, but be ready for the playoffs.
Absolutely. I love that. And I think another point that's funny is just, and I love how seriously these coaches and players take these games, because where I grew up in North Attleboro, it was the same exact way. And you almost talk to coaches, whether it's the preseason, whether it's the first game of the season, or even last week, Thanksgiving's always a talking point. They just say, you know, we're excited for that game. So, finally it all begins tomorrow and Thursday.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is I always marveled at coaches and teams that you know, they go through the motions, and even though they might not be in the playoffs week 8, week 7, week 9, they're still working hard. They're still going out every afternoon to practice and still getting ready for the Friday night game or whenever it is scheduled. So, yeah. So, on that note,
I will say, not to spoil anything, but the item will have an insert tab in tomorrow's paper all about Thanksgiving football, and then more than one former item sports editor will be covering games this week, so stay tuned.
All right, we're talking with Joey Barrett on Tuesday, so that's Wednesday's paper. So you are teasing us with more than one former item sports editor covering games for the item.
More than two, actually. Yep.
More than two.
I'll let you guys go from there.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Now, we'll have this something to follow for sure. There you go. Would one be covering Everett? Does that sound right? Or no, be very well versed in Everett or not? Or am I spoiling it?
He's involved, yep.
All right, all right. All right. And I know some others too. All right. Well, Joey, always good talking with you. Have a great Thanksgiving holiday. It's a Thanksgiving holiday. I can go with that, I guess. And have a great Thanksgiving cover in action as well.
You too. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Yeah, take care. Joey Barrett with us, Daily Item Sports Editor here on MSONewsSports.com.